We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Pei Hei in the Beit Hayayin edition, page Kuf Lamed Gimel in the Chazon Yoel edition. And we were discussing, why does the Torah give us this commandment of bringing sacrifices? So Nachmanides had brought us some understanding, and now he's quoting another angle of thought. Ve'od tam ha-korban baru b'mizmor she'izkalti. Earlier, I mentioned a chapter in Psalms, and you can find within that chapter another reason behind the sacrifices. The verse says, "Lo al zevachecha ochichecha." I'm not coming to rebuke you over your sacrifices, God says. You think I really care? You think I really need your sacrifices? I care, but not because I'm bloodthirsty. I don't need those. Umforash mizeh, and you see an even more explicit verse in Judges. What does it say? Im ta'atzreini lo'ochal b'lechmecha. Ve'im ta'aseola la'shem ta'alena. We're about to learn this. Next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will learn in the book of Judges how the angel shows up to Manoach, Samson's father, and then he tells him, come eat with us, break bread with us. And Manoach says, if you detain me, I'm not going to eat your bread. And if you want to bring a sacrifice, so burn it completely in the honor of God. V'sham katuv b'lahav ha-mizbech. And over there, you see, he says, offer it to Hashem. And then, what do you see? Manoach wanted to offer a sacrifice to the angel. And the angel teaches Manoach, and he says, no, you give me bread, I'm not going to accept it. And if you want to offer a sacrifice, offer it to God, not to me. And then it says, the flame shot up from the altar, and the angel disappeared. V'amu rabotein b'sof zvachim, our sages said, in the end of tractate zvachim, bo eim aktiv b'pashat ha-korbanot, she'en ktiv b'em lo eloka v'lo elokim v'lo elokecha v'lo alef dalet, ela yud kei vav kei. Our sages said, look throughout the book of Vayikra. When the Torah discusses sacrifices, it doesn't use any term for Hashem that's external. It doesn't use the term eloka, the potent one, elokim, the force, elokecha, your force. It doesn't say the name of Aleph Dalet, which discusses Hashem's master. What does it use? The tetragrammaton. Yud Kei Vav Kei. So to speak, Hashem's personal name. Shelo alten pitchon peh lebal din lachlok. Aleph Dalet. When you say Ado Mai. Yeah? So that's... it doesn't say that there. It says Yud Kei Vav Kei. We read it as though it would say Aleph Dalet. But that's not what it says there. Ve'elu dvarim mefatrei einayim shelev. So these ideas about a sacrifice should open the eyes of our heart. V'akadosh Baruch Hu yikem banu b'mehra mikra shekatuv aval shem l'chat Yehuda. We should swiftly see the fulfillment of the verse that our offering will find favor. So what Nachman needs just tell us? So, Manoach wants to offer a sacrifice to the angel. The verses tells God says, I don't need the sacrifices, but you, as an individual, have to give the sacrifices and realize that it's an expression of you. And so when the sacrifice is brought, the angel disappears within the fire of the altar, so to speak. He's saying, I have nothing to do with this. I don't need it. And God does need it. When the Torah, when the Talmud tells us, look at the Torah, there's no description of any force. What's the idea? The term Elohim, Eloka, those are terms that we can connect to. Hashem's the potent one. Ask the person, what is Yud Kei Vav Kei? What does the tetragrammaton mean? That's something where I say, I don't know. It means he's behind it all, but I don't know more than that.
I heard actually someone explain that it's kind of like the right now. Like, yeah, like,
correct?
Yeah, it's like...
It's as though he's the force that's behind everything now, but we say that's the best word we could use for God's essence. If you want to describe, to talk about God as his who is he, so to speak, or his essence? That's the word which we say we don't have a real understanding. So yeah, we could say the word hoveh means existing. The word hoveh with the yud in front of it means active existing. But what are you saying, really? So if you say Elohim, I understand the master of all forces. If you say Eloka, I understand the force. If you say the Tetragrammaton, what are you saying? You're saying the being that I don't know how to say more than that. And when we bring sacrifices, then our sacrifices, the Torah repeatedly says, only the Tetragrammaton. The Torah doesn't say any external, nothing about his force, his forces, nothing. Because the sacrifices have to be focused. It's me, so to speak, my soul, giving the sacrifice, so to speak, if we could use a borrowed term, towards God's soul. But it's nothing external. So that's something which ordinarily people have an issue with. We like to feel like I'm doing something. This is like an amulet. This is going to fix something. This is... And the Torah teaches us that there's something much deeper going on here, and that the focus of the sacrifices has to be very direct, a direct expression of service to Hashem, and without any externals. And you find this concept in Torah also, where the Torah repeatedly stresses, and don't veer off into idol worship, because it's so easy, once I'm doing something physical, to veer off into idol worship. And here we can address Yaakov's question a little bit. According to the Chasam Sofer, how come in the period of the Second Temple the people did not veer to paganism, and in the First Temple they did? Because when you're bringing sacrifices, it's much easier to shift from serving God to serving an idol. When you're praying, it's much easier to stay on track, to stay focused, to pray to Him alone. The physical action, spilling the blood of an animal, it's much easier to go from there to paganism. And this needs to be developed a little bit more based on the verse that says, bring sacrifices and don't serve the demons anymore with the blood. Why does the Torah juxtapose the two? In Parashas Achrimos. So there's a whole piece that Maimonides wrote about this, and there's a piece that Rav Kook Zatzal wrote about this. I'm saying we're just scratching the surface here. There's much more to be discussed. And Nachmanides, in the manner of all Kabbalists, revealed a centimeter and covered a mile. He says, like a small paragraph, where really we would have preferred if he wrote a whole book. He's saying, okay, I'll tell you what the sacrifices are about. And then this is all he says in the second reason he's giving. He says, you see, it's focused on the Tetragrammaton. And this should give eyes to your heart to understand. Okay, so he gave us the key, but we don't know exactly how to fit it into the lock. So I gave some thoughts, but at the end of the day, everything I said in the last 2-3 minutes was my interpretation. And before that, I translated what Nachmanides said. And the question is my interpretation right or not? I don't know. He said, you know, he minced words. So I don't know. We're out of time.